speak English. If you can't speak English, get out.
Welcome to another Latino Vida podcast. I'm the Latino Vida podcast, and today, and with Sat Alberts. This is Papi, this is Julian Jose, and we won a Comedy Castle Awards. Yay, I have an applause, but I'm not going to put it. We won. So we're the best podcast 2024 according to the Comedy Castle. Zach Albers is the best comic I know who steals Mexican jobs. because this is how I met, I saw him before, but this is how I met him. I met him working in landscaping. And You were not a face that I was like, you're a white guy, over 6 foot. Like, yeah. why are you doing this? And then
I really fumbled the bag on that one. I did not use this privilege the way I should have.
And then it's like, okay, he stopped working landscaping. I was like, okay, then he must have found a job in, like, I don't know, in tech. And then he's like, no, I'm a line cook. It's like, stop stealing Mexican jobs.
Yeah, I'm a line cook, yeah.
How do you feel? You're the white guy diversity hire.
It's not smart. It's not smart. I should have got a white ass job. And yeah, I really fucked up. Like my whole yeah.
And but you sometimes you see in your favor. Like I love that you have gotten into so many situations that you're stealing a minority. You're the only comic, male comic I know, has been in Las Locas Comedy.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story? Las Locas Comedy is Latinas as just female.
Kind of a biker group too, right?
I love them. I love Jesse. I love Janice. But I would like you to tell your first joke because if not, I'll tell it because you told me and I remember.
Yeah, go for it. I don't know which. What I said.
On las Latinas. He went up, like, it was just Latinas. Just women. And then this white guy just stepped there. It's like, you might see a difference between me and the rest of the lineup. And it's because I'm from the South.
Yeah. You're talking about the all-woman show I did.
Yeah. So how do you feel with your privilege?
No, I mean, early on when I didn't need money, like, or, you know, I was living like a poor single person.
Okay.
I didn't give a shit that I didn't make any money, but now I'm almost 40 and I'm just like, goddamn, I really did. I work in the way a immigrant would. Like someone exactly. who just got to the country and is trying to, like, get their feet on the ground. Yeah.
That's me.
In 5 years, I will be working for you. Yeah. And I started off here.
In 5 years, you're going to be selling candy something. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Zach Albert is selling candy under a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
And I also don't get the diversity hire for comedy, though. So I'm fucked on both. I got to do the bad jobs. And then the benefits you got from doing bad jobs where we're like, well, we would like a person of color on this line. I don't get that one either.
I don't get it because I am a white Latino. And they're like, no, you don't look Latino.
And straight too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're a problem.
That's a tough one.
Actually, the topic I wanted to talk about, and this is going to be edgy, and we might be canceled, but I don't care. It's about the DEI hires.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, we're going to get there on the LA fires, but because I was talking recently with someone about the DEI, or they, I don't know how you fucking, they them hires. Mm-hmm. And the point this person was pointed out, and she's right, is that, like, historically, white men with privilege, the nepotism has been, like, awful, and there's a lot of spots that are taken by people that don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
by white guys that is like by tradition or by nepotism or putting money down.
Once you graduate from college, if you don't really leave home, it doesn't even have to be like family members. It's just like family friends. Like everyone, you know, it's older men who are in positions of management at businesses.
Yeah.
So they will hire their friends' children.
Yeah. So there's a nepotism there, and I'm 100% true, 100% right. But the way to fight it, they incorporated the DEI, mm-hmm. is like, you're fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, someone is robbing a bank, like the spots, mm-hmm. and you're like, instead of like, let's not let them rob the bank, it's like, no, I want to rob it now. Like, I believe that's what's happening. It's like, the DEI is like, okay, now you're securing spots for people who may not deserve it.
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to even tell who does deserve it. I don't know in a 10-minute interview if you can decide whether or not somebody's better for a job. There's a lot of people I've met, and like, my first was like, "Hey, what's that dude's problem?"
Me?
Anybody? Like, yeah, but
What was your impression of me? You're like, "No, don't these fucking Venezuelans again."
They just keep coming here.
Why he's bringing M&Ms? I don't want your M&Ms.
Yeah, some of y'all thought that wall was a bad idea, but
well, look at us now.
But it's there's people that get hired just based on DEI. What is it?
DEI, like diversity. I don't know what that letters mean.
Yeah, diversity.
Empowering identity. I don't know.
Probably identities in there.
Identity might be in there.
But then, they get the job from that, and it's almost, they're the exact same as the white dudes that used to get the nepotism jobs, where they feel like, it's because I'm the best, that's why I got this. And they don't recognize, no, you got this because of this thing. Now you can turn out to be a good employee.
Or a bad employee,
but you got it for a certain reason.
That's what I'm saying about the firing, like fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
It's like you were angry that this was happening,
yeah,
but then you are doing exactly the same to your side. But like, it's basically
and
the
you
same.
Should. Like, if somebody gives you a job that you want and it's not solely based on merit, fucking take the job. Like,
As you should, because I believe, you should, just because I believe humanity is not ready to actually just like take out all the nepotism and just like, okay, no, this is going to be by merits and that's it.
Yeah.
Because you still have like people in power have their friends, have their kids' friends.
Actually,
way, you can start eating because my mom, who doesn't watch the podcast.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But watch the clips. She's like, you're always eating. I was like, because I brought food. Okay. I haven't had breakfast. I share the breakfast with the guests, then they don't eat. It's like, well, fuck you. I'm gonna dip in this.
No, go for it. I don't really eat until like midnight.
What the fuck? Are you like not a vampire? What is the little things that if you put it in water, they multiply?
Oh, fucking gremlin.
No. You're a gremlin.
I'm a gremlin, dog. Yeah, me and Lil Wayne, we're both gremlins, dog. Or who says that?
Don't feed him. Don't bat him after midnight.
Me and Kodak Black are the same person. Like, somebody calls themselves a gremlin.
But I was going to go to exactly to the fire department, because I believe, you can have it in any other positions, but in firefighters, you cannot have like, she got it or he got it.
Because
it's like, no, their tests or their qualifications, you got to meet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it went viral, like one of the videos of one of the chief on the fire department being like, they always ask me, they always tell me, you cannot carry my husband out of a fire. It's like, well, and my answer is always like, she's so proud of her answer.
Right, right.
My answer is always like, if I have to carry your husband out of the fire, he got himself in the wrong place. It's like, it's a fire, dude. Like, who is in a fire like, yeah, I wanted to be here? Like, it's something that just happened. And being a firefighter, one of the things you got to do is be able to put people out of fires. Yeah. That's one of your things you got to do.
Yeah. Can you lift? Yeah, their question is not, can you lift 40 pounds? Their question is, can you lift 240
exactly.
pounds?
Exactly. Can you lift a fucking human out of a building?
And if you can't, you should not have the job.
Exactly. And that's why I think, like, okay, the EI is good for a lot of jobs, but for some jobs, no. Like, you're going to have, like, diversity higher in firefighters. Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't have lesbians, you shouldn't have, like,
people. Can we not
there.
Do that thing where you just, where you say, where EI. You just say, no, you say your point, and then you follow it with, I'm not saying blah, blah, blah. Like, I think...
Because I'm not saying, like, there can be lesbians, there can be black people working there, but they have to earn it.
Yeah. That is, you have to be able to lift 240.
You have to, yeah. If you're a lesbian, you can, like, a woman, and you can lift up 200 pounds and can get someone out of the fire, and you're fucking quick.
Yeah.
Fucking take the job. Like, but if you cannot do it, like, and there's, on the video, I'm going to get canceled, it's okay. On the video, she says, like, I believe when people call for an emergency and see someone coming that looks like them, they feel better because it can be someone that can understand. It's like, I ain't in a fire.
I got you. Yeah.
I don't fucking care who's rescuing me. And I'm going to be like, no. Wait, no. Are you part of the LGBT community? No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be rescued by a white guy. Bring someone else.
There's a Shane Gillis sketch exactly about that, where he rescues like a Colombian family or something.
Oh, yeah.
But then the news finds out that he voted for Trump, and so they turn it into like him like being racist. And, like, he's just like, what? No, I just saved a whole family just now. And
they went back.
Yeah. And then like he comes up, because he keeps referring to him as Mexican. But they're Colombian or whatever. And then the news starts talking about how he doesn't know the difference between Colombians.
Colombia's part of Mexico.
Whatever. What, and no? I don't know. And the whole sketch is like, who cares? Like, I just saved them.
I just saved your life. Yeah. But yeah, I believe that, like, in a moment of emergency, you don't care.
You wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, you just care that they can do the job. If you cannot do it, you shouldn't have it.
Yeah. I think, that's kind of funny thinking, like, if you're, like, an old white man who used to have to give your buddies, like, kids jobs, but you don't like that kid, you used to have to give him the job because it's your friend.
Yeah.
But now you can just tell your friend, oh, all this DII shit, like, I can't even hire your son, man. I just...
Well, my tongue is black and gay. Like, I'm so sorry, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like the fucking guy. Yeah. You're fucking like. Yeah. My song is Venezuela. It's like,
my hands are tied.
Okay, where are other places you believe there should be or there shouldn't be diversity hires? Like, firefighter for sure, because of the job. Not because they shouldn't be allowed, but because of the job, you need to have the merits to be doing the job.
NBA owners.
NBA owners?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Well, I mean, I love the NBA, but, there's no, like, dominant, like, white American players. At least I can be like, well, at least we still own the team. I mean, like, at least there's something. And, like, I get like a little, like, I have some level of inclusion.
That would be a nice sketch, like NBA, but it's like DEI hire, but for a white guy, and they're like, no, you gotta have the white guy, like, but he's not good. Put it on the
There's a church right by my apartment, and they do like a big ass like Christmas display.
Okay.
And like out in front of the church, they got like all these like huge like models of like Santa and his elves. And I was going through all the elves, and like a lot of the elves were black. And I thought that was funny. But then when I got to Santa, he was still white. So I'm like, all right, we're still good. We're good. Like, but if Santa was black, I'm like, damn, I'm going
to
be.
Dude, I went to Melvin's warehouse.
Yeah.
And he has a black Santa in there.
Oh, yeah.
No, I
almost bought one from, there was one in the front of TJ Maxx. Like, this was like a month before Christmas. And I was like, I told Courtney, I was like, I want this so bad.
You
but no, we didn't.
She's like, no, we're not going to do that.
No. She was laughing too. But the thing was we walked there. So okay. I would have had to walk, you know, 20 minutes back home just carrying Black Santa.
Perfect.
Yeah. Also
that,
perfect.
That's the story.
Yeah.
It's like, why is he?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure you could look at me in my, like, hunting hoodie carrying Black Santa. And everyone on the street would be like, all right, I know this guy doesn't genuinely want. What is he going to do with this with thing? What racist thing is he going to do with this Black Santa?
You think people will stop you like, hey, man.
Hey. I think they would know that I had bought it as a joke. Like, I was not like.
And you have that under our at target range.
People are like, right?
Wait, I mean, yeah. What is happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what it would have looked like.
The cashier is a black person. Like, the black said, boop.
Mm-hmm.
Then some rifle bullets, boop.
Yeah.
And the target, sir.
I would have got. There would have been a button under the cashier. She could have hit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but what does the button says? Like,
they got a January 6th button. Yeah.
Touch for racism.
Yeah.
A lot of people like, hey.
I can already picture like the black lady working at TJ Maxx, like scanning it and just going,
I see what you're going.
Mm.
Dude, once, okay, this is, I'm going to say this, then we're going to make a pause. I know my accent, and I know my pronunciation is not perfect, but once I went to the police station, and it was kind of in the south. It was not in the south, but it was kind of in the south, because I needed, like, my background check for a job, and.
What do you mean, in the south of Illinois, or? Yeah,
it was Chicago still.
Oh,
it
I
was like. Really to the south.
Like when you say in the south, I'm
in the south,
but you
Texas.
Mean like south south
in Venezuela.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah,
that's pretty south. But dude, and the lady was black, and there were two ladies that were black, and they're like, "Oh, we need an address," and it's like, "Okay, I pay rent, and the guy in the country is my roommate, and not in the country, so well, we need an address." And it's like, "Okay." The only thing I told like, "Okay, I have my address here, is the Amazon like." Address that they deliver stuff to me, and my credit card is there, so I was like, hey, the Amazon will work. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, Amazon, you know, the super big store.
Yeah.
They used to sell books at the beginning, right. Now they sell everything. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. I'm like, Amazon, you know, Amazon. And then the other one was like, oh, he's talking about Amazon. I was like, that's not the way to pronounce it. I know my pronunciation is fucked up with that. Like, yeah, oh, Amazon, yeah, we can use it. It's like, that's not the way to pronounce Amazon. Like, don't fuck with me. I was so confused for like right. a week. I was like, have I been pronouncing Amazon wrong all this time?
No, you were looking at her like, speak English. If you can't speak English, get out.
Get a fucking. I just become racist. Like,
yeah.
We need to build the wall.
Yeah.
But we're going to make a pause. We're going to be back with more racist stuff. Yay. Okay. And we are back. We just took a time to build the wall. We just got a little part of it. But you think you win? Diversity. I have the topic to end this, but diversity hires in what other, like areas you're like, we don't need it here, we need it here.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me,
construction.
We don't need it.
No, you do.
Why? Because I have a female friend, and she is really good in construction, and but she's really hardworking.
Yeah.
And she actually like outperform a lot of the guys.
Yeah.
And it's like she deserves the fucking spot.
Yeah. And yeah, when you grow up around something, you just have like a respect for it. You have a respect for it more so than somebody who like got a degree in it, who didn't maybe necessarily grow up around it.
I have something about that. Like, actually, this can divert there, but I would love diversity hires in construction, and it's like one construction company is just women, and they start catcalling guys. That would be beautiful. Guys in the street are like, and they just say like the dirtiest stuff.
I've seen some very funny videos of all women construction crews.
They catcall guys?
No.
I would love
They're just very bad at it.
Dude, there's an... because I was watching through this. There's a 1990, you can look at 1990 firefighters qualification. You put that on YouTube, it should be one of the first. And it's like female doing the trials that mm-hmm. you have to do. And they're like just like fucking up. They cannot like... One of the girls, she cannot like leave the right. ladder.
Yeah.
Like, she's like... just going back, and apparently they were watching this and the guys laugh,
mm-hmm. which you would do,
which you will do
to a dude,
yeah, which you will
if
do
you
to a dude,
if you
yeah.
saw a dude who couldn't
yeah,
lift
if you
the
want
ladder,
equality, this is equality. Yeah. If you see a guy like that cannot fucking lift the ladder and he's a firefighter, they're like ah, this fucking guy. But and they were like trying to jump a wall that was like a, let's say 5 feet. They couldn't,
mm-hmm.
and they laugh, and then the chief department was like, "This is super. This is 1990s," and they make a whole press conference being like, "This is disrespectful. They just did this to mm-hmm. make fun of us." It's like, no, you fucked up the trials. Like yeah. we don't did you fucked up? We. It's like if you fall on the streets, like not people fall that you fucked up. Like they fucked up is funny.
Well,
but they were like, this is disrespectful, this shouldn't be happening, blah, 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 blah. It's like, if they cannot do it, they cannot do it. There's nothing we can do.
And you only find the people that are mad about it online. Because if you're just out in the world and you talk to most women are just like, yeah, that's a man's job. Like, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah,
you know, like most women are just like, there are certain jobs that... they prefer men to do that job.
Yeah, usually the jobs that are involves like risk or involves like hip, like carrying a lot of weight.
Yeah, physical.
Yeah, I saw one. This was a feminist study. It was not a study. It was like a woman that she was like all for women.
Yeah.
Like and done with the harassment. On she did like a video and she have like a channel, like a TV channel. She's like, I'm done with guys harassing women in this like environment, so I'm gonna do my channel that is like just women.
Yeah,
she did it at the beginning, amazing, but then after 3 months, and you can look this up. Like, I'll put the link actually. After 3 months, she started realizing that they created groups, and they were like basically bitching one group to another, and it was like a fashion show. They were just trying to be the most beautiful, and then like they keep taking, like, she was super right. open to like period leave, like if you have mm-hmm. because she's a woman, so
right,
she understands. Yeah, it's painful, it's really annoying to work like this.
Yeah.
But then like women is like I cannot go because I like my period. Is like, this is the third time you have your period.
Like
this month. Like, what is happening?
You're the opposite of pregnant. Yeah.
You're the opposite of pregnant. Like, and then she started realizing they were just, like, not going to work, not right. doing the job. And then the camera crew, were like, we don't want to do this job anymore because the cameras were heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wanted to do the job. She tried to find for more women to do the job. No one's like, I'm not carrying 40 pounds.
Yeah.
So she had to hire, like, a couple of guys to do camera.
Yeah.
As soon as she hired the guys, all the work, like...
Got better.
Not because of the guys, but because, like, the women wanted to show up.
Right.
Like, I'm the best
you.
Here.
Yeah.
And she was like, what the fuck is happening? And it's like... And then, like, they all tried to flirt with the guys. So, we were two cameramen in a whole team of so, they were fucking.
Yeah.
And then there were fights. Because, like, you're fucking my guys. Like, I'm fucking... And so... She at the end had lost it, have to fucking shut down the channel.
Yeah.
And it's like, because we are supposed to have like different jobs. Like
yeah.
some jobs is for guys
I worked in a Target warehouse for like 8 years, and that was like a very diverse, as far as men and women.
Okay.
There was a lot of women that worked there, and it worked out pretty well. But like then I went to a store. Now this was when you start to get that like misogynistic like feel.
Okay.
But you know, I worked in the back room of a Target store.
Okay.
Probably about 15 of us. I'd say probably like 9 dudes, 6 women, you know. And one of your parts that you had to do in the back room was stock the walk-in freezer.
Okay.
That job was only done
by the nine.
By the men. None of the women had to do the walk-in freezer. And we all made the same amount of money.
Okay.
Like, and that's yeah, just you, like, you one, it's like, and all the dudes, like, we just had it built in our mind, like, yeah, you know.
This is our job. Yeah.
We are supposed to do this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we are making the same money. And this is the hardest job that we have.
Now you should do it, like, once at least, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
no, every woman who worked there had, like, a medical disability as to why they could not work in those temperatures. And
okay. What are the examples of the medical?
It was all thin blood. Everybody had thin... Everybody had blood you can't even see. Like
the medical records, I am a woman. I cannot do this.
Yeah. Just pull your pants down. Like, do I have to show it to you?
Like, okay.
Yeah, and then you know what else is crazy is the idea of like a homemaker, like a woman, like some there's like a stigma to that those are like weak women.
Yeah,
and they're not.
They're not like
they are the yeah. They run the house,
dude. And again, like my friend, she does construction, and like I have never done construction. If we're out in the wild, she will fucking save my ass,
right?
Because she's the one who actually knows how to make a house, how to make a home. I can cook and all the that shit, but I can hunt. But she will be the one able to actually like make a place to live because she has been in construction for so long, and she teach other guys.
Yeah.
And they do not respect her because she's woman. And it's like, she knows so much more than you, you fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to Zoe Dodson. Shout out to Zoe Dodson. I saw in her stories. You know Zoe. Zoe Dodson.
I know the name.
Well, she's super tiny. She looks like she's 16. Beautiful woman, super funny. But she works in an Aldi as a manager. And apparently recently, like, someone was, like fighting with the cashier. And it's like, bring me the manager. And she came. And apparently it was a woman, I believe. And she was like, oh, she's the man? No, bring me another manager. It's like, bitch, I'm the manager. Like, what the fuck? Like, you cannot choose. Like, no, not this one. Bring me another one. Women don't get respected in this environment as like they should, because most of the time they know a lot more than what we can know. But again, if you're walking in the back of the Target and you have to stock the fucking walk-in freezer, if you are there, you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
That should be one of the requirements. I'm pretty sure on the requirement, you're like, oh, yeah, I have team blood. So like, oh, yeah. We're not hiring this fucking dude.
I mean, it's
DEI,
I think, is probably fair, necessary for young people.
And for corporate, maybe, jobs.
Yeah, for corporate, because who the fuck has experience in that? You don't, you know. Because when I started working in a warehouse, like, I had never drove a forklift before I was given the job, you know. I just got the job. And then you
have to be licensed for that.
You fucking... Target, honestly, no. Target was a place where you could get licensed while... They would hire you, train you on their specific...
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so...
That's why white women love Target.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you're young, you don't really have experience in anything.
Yeah.
And so, you should hire people who look different. And if they're bad at the job, you should be able to
fire them. Yeah.
Now, you hire a young person with no experience, and then they just... It just hits with them, and they're good at it. Then it's like DEI worked out for you.
And what if, like, okay, with this we're gonna end the episode. What if you have your team, and you are looking for one more person, and your team by not by default, but like by like whatever destiny is mostly guys, mostly straight guys.
Yeah,
you hire a person with the DEI. It doesn't work for you. Like, this person is not good for the job,
mm-hmm.
and you fire them, and you find like another straight dude,
mm-hmm.
white, that actually is good. And that's your team.
Yeah.
They're all pretty good at what they do. Like, I believe, for me, this is a problem of the DEI. Like, I have them because they're good at the job, and I don't need anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But on the eyes of the DEI department,
right.
they'll be like, no, you're being fucking racist and misogynistic.
Yeah, you're not,
and you're
on paper, you yeah. look bad.
On paper, you look good, but it's like, no, this is the team that works for me. Like,
right,
they're good, and I have tried many, and these are the best team.
And yeah, whoever is gonna see it on paper and decide that it's racist, like, they're not gonna go visit the team and talk to, like, let's say there's two people of color or two women, and you went to those two people and like, how is it here? Those two people might be like, I love it. I love this team that I work on. Like, everybody does their shit. Like, I don't have to pick up for nobody. Like, and then you could be like, oh, well, on paper.
Zach is always doing the walk-in freezer.
Because I love that he does that. And we make the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good team.
Good
team. Yeah.
But I mean, that's okay if maybe there's something she's doing that you're not doing. And it's like, okay, I understand why you're like, I'm doing this, but you're doing this. Like,
yeah. And then, you know, and this was just because I worked at Target for a long time. They're on a mission to be like diverse.
Which is okay. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. The problem is if the diversity for any reason is not working on your favor, you shouldn't be looked as racist, homophobic, or misogynistic. If you're like, okay, this person doesn't work, I fire them.
Yeah.
And the next person that I hire was a straight white dude.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you racist. Like, this was the person who did the better for me.
Who didn't, they didn't call in like 6 times in the last month.
Dude, I'm going to send you the link of that like TV channel, because it was so funny, fucking hilarious, when she's like, they were taking like period leave like twice a month.
Right,
like,
yeah.
And she was like, I am a woman. You know that I know this thing doesn't work like that.
Well, and then there's also like, especially the more that like the country is diverse, it is, you do have to have some of those people at least in like direct, like management, like the people that manage the workers, like,
okay,
because as early back as like the 90s, probably early 2000s, that was just older white dudes, and a lot of those older white dudes have no idea how to talk to, like, they're either assholes or they're corny as fuck, and like. Like, I got a buddy who's, he works at the post office. He's a mailman.
Okay.
And he talks about his boss coming in with, like, donuts, right? And he'll give out, like, free donuts. And then as they're eating them, he's like, all right, you guys got that sugar in you. You can hit your routes a little faster. And everybody who works there is like, man, this mother, like, they want to kill him. Yeah. They just like, yeah, fuck this donut. Like, I'm a 30-something-year-old alcoholic. Well, you think a donut is going to, like.
Give me a bonus. I'll do this faster.
Yeah, come in with cocaine. Like, you corny mother, like, what do you think a donut does to, like, an old person? Like,
maybe if the old person is like, by the way, that's not powdered sugar.
Right.
Okay, I'll do the rounds fast, dude.
But, yeah, I mean. Yeah, if you have, like, a bunch of young, like, black dudes or young Latino people, like, and you got this old white man thinking that, like, sugar is going to make you work harder, you're just kind of like, I don't want to work for this motherfucker.
No,
like,
fried chicken and watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't you go to sleep directly after that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, with Kyrie, at some point, he was, like, complaining about things that, like, yeah, I want to be able to buy Doritos. I want to be able to buy this. And I say, so, yeah, and Hennessy. And it's like, yeah, you're fucking racist. He immediately realized, like, fucking Christian. Yeah,
like, my experience, like, especially, like, the older black dudes that I worked for, like, they just had, like, a level of, like, talking to you like a man, like, and not like an employee, like, where old white men are just, they're so by the book that...
Because they talk down. Yeah. They do talk down.
They do talk down, like, and they just think that you don't, like, because they've been doing something longer, that it makes them, like, so much smarter than you.
Yeah, and it's like, no.
Yeah.
It's like what you said, like, or because they are educated, it's like... Sometimes the person who have more experience will be better than the person who studied for this.
Yeah.
Because of experience. Yeah. And in construction, all those fields that you can see, like you can see like, oh yeah, he doesn't know how to read, but he can fucking build a house.
Absolutely.
And then it's like, no, he studied architecture and he knows, and and he tries to talk down to this guy and he's like, that's going to fall. And like, no, because the angles, and it's like, that's going to fall. And then he falls, like, how do you know? Oh, because I saw this and then the corrosion. Blah, 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 blah.
And it's not just like the physical or mathematical things that the people know. It's just like, it's really more just on people.
Yeah.
Like, and if you grow up in a construction environment, you got one dude who's really good at what he does or just very knowledgeable, but every day he comes in like hungover, right?
Yeah, that happens.
And you know that, that's construction though.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who grew up around it, you can be like, just wait till about 10 a.m. Then, trust me, he'll start, like, you know, the first, like, 3 hours he's going to the bathroom. Like,
the more hungover it comes, the better the
construction. Yeah. But, you know, like...
You just pass out in the construction site, like, that's... He's good.
Somebody who got that job from their college degree doesn't get that.
No.
Like, they're looking at the fact you ain't been productive for the first 3 hours, and they're like, you can't, you know, if your job outside of here is affecting here, and it's just like, fuck off. This is
Yeah, this is like, he's just passed out. It's like, just put something in his hands, he'll do it.
Yeah.
It's sleeping. He's like,
yeah, and there's just a lot of people in management that don't understand that part of, like, you know, I've had bosses that have told me, it was like, you're, like, worthless on Mondays. And I was like, but I make up for it by the end of the week. And they're like, yeah, no.
And you work in kitchens. Kitchens, like, sometimes, like...
Oh, these aren't... I don't even count my kitchen job as a job, but all the...
Kitchen jobs is like some... Like, dude, I was super fast, so I have to become slower.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, they just give me more job.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So it's like... But it's like, I can do all of this in 1 hour,
right,
but I have to stretch it for four, because if I do it in 1 hour, they're going to give me more and more and more and more. So
100%.
It doesn't make sense to do it that fast.
Absolutely.
But yeah, like, I'm going to end with this. I'm going to promote something that we should do in the NBA, and if this happens, it will be hilarious. We should do it like once a year. We put, like, diversity hires, but it's just for Bolivians. Like, in one match, we don't know which match, we just they have to put a Bolivian in the roster, and the Bolivian has to play an amount of time.
Yeah.
So you have, like, LeBron James and then, like Julio, and it's like a 5-3 Bolivians, like,
hell yeah.
Dude, that would be so fun. And the coach have the wild card of, like, it's a card that force the other team to put the Bolivian on.
Man, have you ever seen the picture? It was of, like, the 15 and under girls U.S. Basketball team.
No.
And they were going, I believe it was Venezuela that they were playing in, like, okay, some, like, and they're both in the hallway that, like, from the locker room that leads to the court.
No, I believe they were, like, Bolivian.
Bolivian? Yeah.
Bolivian or Peruvian.
Maybe that's why I thought of this. But, all the American girls are, like, 6'3". And, like, the tallest player on the Bolivian team was, like, 5'8". And they're standing, and you're like, this...
they're like, we're losing this.
Is there any point in doing the tip-off? Like,
just end it here.
Just end it.
Well, and with that, with American women are a lot taller than the Bolivians.
Yeah, that is wild.
We're going to end the episode, but check out for the bonus content. And that's it. Adios. You got to say adios in Spanish. I'm making everybody say it so they can feel what I feel when I say words that I cannot pronounce.
Right.
Because I have heard, like, adios, and it's not like that.
Adioso.
Adioso.